Hallo zu Weltwärts, dem Podcast. Du hast Fragen zum Freiwilligendienst im Ausland, wir haben die Antworten. Und ihr hört es vielleicht, heute bin ich wieder unterwegs, diesmal am Kölner Hauptbahnhof. Wir sprechen heute mit Ken, einem Süd-Nord-Freiwilligen, also jemand, der aus dem Ausland in Deutschland einen Freiwilligendienst macht. Das Spannende dabei, es gibt vieles, was bei ihm ähnlich ist zu Freiwilligen, die aus Deutschland ins Ausland gehen. Und wir sprechen mit Ken über das Thema Sprachhürde, Ankommen in Deutschland und sein Leben in der Karnevalsmetropole. Ich bin Matthias, selber ehemaliger Weltwärtsfreiwilliger. Seid ihr ready? Ich bin es und will Ken jetzt unbedingt kennenlernen. Für euch zur Info, Ken fühlt sich wohler in der englischen Sprache. Deswegen sprechen wir auf Englisch.
Weltwärts, der Podcast zum Freiwilligendienst im Ausland.
Hi Ken, cool
Hi.
To meet you.
Nice to meet you. How are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm good, man.
Okay, that's great. We're actually inside of the office of Bahnhofsmission here. Yeah. You work here, how's your day going?
My day is really good and I'm really so happy that the weather now, it's coming out from winter and now, you know, we are entering into summer. So yeah, the weather is really so beautiful, I love it.
And do you want to introduce yourself a bit to us?
Yeah, sure. My name is Tuhaire Kenneth, but most people prefer calling me Ken. And I'm 25 years old. I was born in Uganda, in the capital, Kampala. And I used to work in the local organization called the UPA, which really stands for the Uganda Pioneers Association. Yeah, so I got an opportunity to come in Germany to do volunteering service. And currently I'm in Germany and I work at the Bahnhofsmission. And yeah, it's really, really nice.
Cool, so you're here in Germany with Invia, right?
Yeah.
You arrived in Germany last year, May. That's nearly 1 year ago.
Yeah.
What was your first impression when leaving the airport, arriving in Germany?
Yeah, first, my family really escorted me to the airport. And I've never been so emotional like I was before. So because Europe is really very far away from home, you understand? So I didn't know what to really expect. And I had a lot of things in my mind, what kind of people I'm going to meet there. And I was so emotional, I had to cry. Yeah, but so when I happened to come here, and I just had to really enjoy every moment now. I'm good.
When you arrived in Germany, what were your first impressions? What were your first thoughts?
When I first arrived to Germany, everything was really, I opened my eyes so big because the level of infrastructure, the level of technology, you know, everything was really mind-blowing. A very good experience for me, I can say. Yeah. Like here in Germany, the roads are really so wide. So, but for us in Uganda, like the roads are not that big, but you find that there are motorcycles on the same road, the same cars with bicycles, you know. And I mean, every mode of transport is using that small space. But when I reached here, I realized that the buses have their own lane, you know, the trains have their own lane, and the bicycles, people on foot, they have their, I mean, it's really, really like mind-blowing, honestly, like, yeah. So it was really nice experience, really nice.
But what did you expect before you arrived here?
Let me like just give you some small enlightenment about home. In most families, you will find that you find someone has a small house, not that good looking, but when you enter into the house, he has or she has a very big screen. And you're like, yo, like you have money to buy the whole this big screen, but the structure of your house ain't that good. Do you know, I realized the reason is that because we like moving out of from reality, like we go to another space because this screen helps you to watch the other side of the world, you understand? So me growing up, I grew like watching movies like in Germany, like those movies, with those buildings, the infrastructure. I mean, honestly, to be honest, like what I really expected and what the image I had in my mind is what I really found. Before coming here, people like, German, I'm telling you, I don't think you really manage with the German culture. The German culture is really so crazy, really so crazy. I was like, how crazy it is? So I wanted to come and express myself because I don't like, you know, hearing from people, you understand. I always like to come and see myself, experience. You understand, experience. Yeah. But when I came, I realized what they were telling me were all false. And so, I mean, for me, it's a good experience. It's a good thing. I feel like Germany is just another home for me because I've learned a lot of things. And yeah, I'm really loving it.
That's beautiful.
Back home, when people know that you're going to like Western or Germany or whatever, they have this picture that you're now going to, you know, harvest money or something. Mm-hmm. I mean, people have that mentality that you're now a rich person. But that's not the case. That's not really the case. You understand? People also here hustle the same like people they will hustle home. You understand? So, but they were really very happy for me, I can say, because every single day they call me. They're like, oh, yo, tell me, how is the situation? Have you met some friends? Yeah, you understand? My family calls me every day.
Yeah,
and they always want to know, like, how am I associating with the culture? Like, is the culture? What am I learning?
But I guess when you look back to your arriving, it was not easy. Yeah. I mean, new climate, new people, new culture, a new language.
Yeah, yeah.
What was the most difficult thing for you in the beginning?
Man, the most difficult the thing for me was to associate with people, because for us, our culture back home, we are so outgoing. Like we easily associate with people. Like it's easy to start up a conversation with a stranger. You understand? It's easy to start up like something with somebody you really don't know.
Yeah.
Which I realized that it's not the case here. You have to take time. You understand? Yeah. Take time to know the person, then you can have that mutual conversation and all that. But for us home, it's not the case. I can meet you today, and then tomorrow you're my friend.
Yeah.
But for here to make a friend, it has to be something like a long-term thing. I mean, here it takes a lot of time. So it was so hard for me to really make friends. So slowly, now I have friends because we have shared a lot of things and we have discussed a lot of things. So I can say I have German friends. Two, the food. I mean, even till now, I've not yet like the German food. I really don't know. Like, it's so hard for me.
Why?
Honestly, I don't know. I don't know why, but I mean, I've tried out, but whenever I try to eat it, I mean, I don't know. My stomach hasn't got used to it.
Okay.
Now the weather. I loved winter before, but now I just want to see summer every time.
The language barrier in Germany is sometimes quite hard. It's not easy to learn German, and mostly you need to speak it. How was it for you in the beginning?
I mean, people who have to know that even coming, regardless to a country like France or even Germany, there are some countries you're going to go to whereby they are really so proud of their language and of their culture.
Yeah.
So regardless whether you know English or you know what, it will force you to really speak the language. And it's not that easy, because it's not easy to even make friends here in German if you really don't know how to speak the language. Because you'll want to associate, you want to ask, you want to ask the directions, you want to ask, oh my God, where can, like, is this the right train to go? So all the information, everything will change when you reach in German, like all the computers, all everything, information on the billboard, it will force you to really learn. I mean, the way I speak my German right now is not the same way like I used to speak before. Like every day I'm learning the language and So I think it was really hard for me, but I think now you can really communicate to me. I can understand you. I can also reply you. Yeah.
So you had German classes.
Yeah, I had German
classes already when you were in Uganda, started when you were here?
Yeah, still in Uganda there is Goethe Institute. Yeah. So I had some classes, but the only challenge that we face back home is you learn the language, but when you get out, you come back to your normal English or your local language.
Because you can't speak.
Yeah, you can't speak. So here, I mean, but when you're here, by all means, you go to learn in classes, even outside, you'll have to use it. The friends, my colleagues, they make me love the language. They make me like, even when I speak something wrong, like I also feel that it's wrong. But your colleague will say, oh, you have improved your language. I like it. So they motivate you to learn.
Let's talk about your project here in Cologne. You work here at Bahnhofsmission. We are actually right in an office. What role plays the language here in your work? Is it a problem, especially maybe in the beginning, that your German was not like perfect and you didn't feel so confident to speak it?
Yeah. At first, I was really so scared. I didn't really know how to really associate with my colleagues because of the language. But I think that my colleagues at my job, they have really, really helped me a lot to really improve on my language, because the team is so lovely. It's so outgoing. It's, I don't know, it's the best team ever, because they really understand you. They know, yes, you're not born here. They know, because they understand, like, it's a new culture. It's so everything is very new. So they have that room to accept you and to teach you. They always, I mean, communicate to me in German every time. But if I don't really understand, they can translate to me in English. But German is always the key. Yeah, and this encourages me a lot to really keep on, you know, improving on my language and all the time. Yeah.
Tell us a bit about the project. What does Bahnhofsmission do?
The Bahnhofsmission, it helps the needy people, you know, people on the streets. So the people on the streets here, they always come here at the Bahnhofsmission, and we give them like coffee, clothing, you know, like we help like to show them places where they can go to sleep, you know, where they can have lunch, where they can have dinner or something like that. We also help with people who have problems with changing their trains or something like that. Yeah, because somebody can really call in at the Bahnhofsmission like, oh, my train is RAE this and this, but I'm going to change from Cologne Hauptbahnhof. So we'll say, okay, we're going to be there. At what time is it coming? At this time? So we are always, the team is always ready to receive this person. So we help these people to catch their next train, you understand? Also, for people who are maybe like, you know, vulnerable people, like the old people, you understand, we help them, like we are always there to help. Yeah.
You wanted to work in this project for a reason, or was it more like a coincidence? So how did you find Bahnhofsmission and say, like, yeah, that's my project?
I worked at a local organization back home, which also did almost the same things what the Bahnhofsmission does. So because back home, we also helped people like the street kids. So back home, it was always that kind of also job, like helping the street kids, getting them clothed, giving them something to eat, encourage them to go back to school, or maybe bring them, take them to school or something like that. So this project was really perfect for me to come also this side as well, to learn. I mean, back home, people have the mentality to think that countries like Germany or USA or whatever, they have no people who are in need. You understand? So for me, I also had that thing in mind. I was like, no. I said, let me go also see what's on this side. So when I came up here, I realized also there are people also who are in need of help. So it was the perfect project for me. I was like, I'm learning a lot of in this project. And I feel when I go back home, I'm going to impact more on my organization back home. Trust me.
What is maybe a thing you will take from here back to your project in Uganda?
Of course. One thing I think I can really, 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 really say is to create something up for people who have no food, a place whereby for people who have no food, who have no clothing, they can come and find help on that, you know? So I feel like I want to do that when I go back home.
Nice. So is there also something what you would say, yeah, like some kind of impact, some experience you had already in Uganda, yeah, you could use here, and maybe so the team here could learn from your experience in Uganda?
Oh, of course, of course. Now, for example, like in Uganda, like in our project, when people who are in need come in, we sit with them and then we try to discuss with them in different kind of, you know, format, and then try to learn, try to understand what's the problem about. So I think for me here, like I've brought it here that, for example, when somebody like from maybe Africa or something comes in and maybe my team can't really integrate with him very well, then I come in. Mm-hmm. They were like, oh, where's Ken, come and talk to this man. So and then I know. So I bring him here and I call my colleague to come together and then we discuss. So the more we discuss, my colleague is seeing how I'm trying to integrate with this person. So then later my colleagues ask me, how have you tried to do this? I'm like, no, you do this, you talk to this, because cultures are different to handle, you understand? Yeah, so I mean, that's how I've tried to impact my team.
Yeah. Actually, you're a special volunteer. You're the 4,000th person from the Global South who came to Germany with Waldwärts, which is really great. Why do you think it's important that not only volunteers from Germany, like you also mentioned, can go abroad, but also Waldwärts included that the South Northway, so that people from the South can come to Germany?
It's a good thing, to be honest, because so when these people come in from different parts of the world, they come with the different sort of cultures. I mean, it's the new world now. However much we come from different parts of the world with different sorts of cultures, but we are all one people. So I feel it's really so beautiful and so nice and easy to integrate, to learn from different cultures. However much you have your different culture, but that does not remove the fact that we are all one people. So I think it's a really beautiful thing.
It is. I'm so happy that I had the chance to see many places. So first of all, I think we moved to a different place right now. But before, let's grab a bottle of Kölsch somewhere here at the main station. You like Kölsch?
Yeah, Kölsch is my favorite beer. Because Kölsch has a taste like my Ugandan favorite beer. That's the Nile. So Kölsch has the same, almost the same taste with Ugandan. Yeah. So it's my best beer here.
So we're actually on our new location, or somehow on our way. We're just crossing the Rhine over the Hohenzollern Bridge. The Hohenzollern Bridge is quite famous. You actually just mentioned that you knew that bridge before you came to Germany.
Yeah, of course. I do, because when I realized that I'm going to be, my project is in Cologne, I had to search on the internet. I was like, okay. If I told you, I mean, my free time, what places can I really spend my time on?
Yeah.
The first thing I saw on the internet was the bridge, you know, the River Rhine Bridge. So yeah, it's a really a good, loving place. I love it.
It's this bridge is quite crazy because we have like 1 million padlocks here.
Oh my
here.
God, so many, and different people who put the padlocks on.
Right, and you can put it here as a sign for love or friendship.
Yeah.
A sign for never-ending love, whatever.
Yeah.
Do you have similar things in Uganda?
To be quite honest, there's nothing like this in Uganda. There's nothing like this in Uganda.
But
honestly.
Is there something like what loved ones or friends could do to show the never-ending relationship?
I don't know what I can say. Like, what can really people do? Like,
no, maybe
Uganda?
Not. Maybe there's nothing.
Maybe there's nothing. Honestly, like, I really don't know.
So when we talk about friends, how did you find friends here in Cologne?
Yeah, at first, like I told you, like it was really hard for me to really integrate and make friends. But I got advice from different people that are like, yo, you really have to first know what your hobbies are.
Okay.
So I realized my hobbies is to go to the gym is my hobby, football is my hobby, relaxing in a quiet and, place. So they told me whenever you go to such these places, you find people. So one of the things is that whenever I come to the Rhine, I meet different kind of people.
Yeah.
So whenever I meet them, we associate, we talk, we share cultures, we share different conversations. I mean, this is how I really manage to make friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have a little category in our podcast. It's called the three fast questions.
Yo,
so okay. I will ask you three small questions and you have to give me like quick answers.
All right.
Die drei schnellen Fragen.
Summer or winter?
Summer.
What's your favorite food in Germany? That's hard.
Yo, what's my favorite? Ah, man, what can I say? Oh my God.
It doesn't have to be German, maybe.
Okay, I don't know. Is it Duna or something?
The Duna, okay,
yeah,
we'll take
Duna,
that one.
Yeah.
What do we all need to know about Uganda, the one thing?
Yo, the one thing you really have to know about Uganda is natural.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have like something because we are at the Hohenzollern Bridge, so I brought a padlock.
Oh man, that's
so cute. you can write down your name actually on the padlock and Cologne. So you and Cologne will ever be attached together.
I know, man, that's beautiful. Okay, right here, can you know? Yeah, perfect.
Now you can put it on.
Yo, put it here.
So you will always be a part of Cologne.
Oh, we're gonna put it. Okay.
Now you have to throw the key into the Rhine so that no one can.
Yo!
Yeah!
Woo! Yo, bro, like, bus. Thing I've done, like, since I came, I've never put a padlock there. I've never put a padlock
there.
Now I'm ready there, man. Oh man, this thing won't get out of my head, man. Yeah, oh my God, that's nice.
So we're at the Rhine. It's a beautiful day, actually. A bit cloudy, but we can see the dome, we can see the Rhine, a lot of green. Staying at the Rhein or being at the Rhein is one of your favorite spots in Cologne. Why is it like that?
It is because it is not too loud, you know, like the way it is really much in the city. And you really have that time to meditate, relax, listen to your music, see a lot of green everywhere, see kids playing, people moving, like it's really a very nice place for me, honestly. I love it.
When you look back to your 11 months in Germany, what is the most memorable moment you can imagine or the most surprising moment?
I can never forget about the carnival.
Oh, really? Yeah.
It was really a mind-blowing when I saw a lot of people from different sorts of cities, different countries. People in different costumes, people with different cultures, having fun, drinking a lot of beer, your music playing. Man, that was the most nice moment for me.
We already talked about your expectations, about what your family and friends thought when you came to Germany.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure you're thinking about your family even when you're here. Mm. What is your solution when you feel homesick or you're like a bit sad when thinking about your family?
Honestly, for me, like for the past few months, I want to really say that I was really, really, really homesick. And the system, just like I told you before, that the system here, the time is really so different. Like the time runs so fast. Like honestly, like you can start a morning within so few minutes, it's already evening.
Yeah.
So I was really so homesick because I really missed my family, you understand? But honestly, whenever I miss my family, I miss my people back home, I always get that call. Always talk to my grandma. She's always there to always, you know, comfort me. She's like, I always miss the home food. So I always call my grandma. I'm like, yo, I miss your food, because she's the best cook in the world. She's the best cook. So every time when I call, I'm like, yo, I miss your food. I miss your matoke. I miss your peanuts. I miss your good sauce. It's like, don't worry. Finish then, you'll come and, you know, I'll prepare everything for you. Yeah, but when I talk to my family and then they get my feedback, and then I feel like they always encourage me. They're like, no, come on, keep on pushing, keep on pushing, keep on pushing that.
Yeah.
After talking to my family, like, I'm always good, honestly.
So calling your family is like the thing.
Yeah, calling your family is a thing for me, yeah, because I've grown up in a family whereby we are really so connected with family, and I'm really so close to my family.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever I have a challenge, whenever I have anything going through my head or an idea sort of a thing, I always talk to my family. So my family is always a very, very big thing for me. What I've realized here that people are lovely, to be honest. You only have to understand the people, you understand? The more you really understand the people and the culture and everything, people are so lovely.
So we're at the place, a spot which you like. It's a park, it's sunny, it's the Rhein next to us.
Mm-hmm.
What's the thing you miss the most when you think about Uganda?
Of course, I really miss a lot of things, man. I really miss a lot of things. I miss the food, that's to be honest.
That's the most important thing for you, right?
Yeah, I'm a foodie, man. I'm a really, really a foodie.
You mentioned matoke. What is matoke?
Okay, matoke, it's a form of banana. It's like yellow bananas. Okay, let me give a picture like people who know yellow bananas.
Yeah.
It's banana, but it's in green in color. So when it's ready to eat, you'll see that the size grows bigger, and you really notice that it's really good to eat. And then you peel it. Then after peeling it, you have to put it in hot water, and then later smash it, you know, and then it has to be a smashed kind of a form.
Yeah,
it's always the best meal. I miss out food. That's the most important thing. I miss my family. I miss my friends, you understand? What else? I miss the parties.
The parties. We have parties as well.
I miss the parties. I honestly miss the parties because Uganda is always this country of vibe.
Yeah.
It's a country of, you know, happiness, like every time, regardless of the problems you're going through, but you really have to, you know, to reduce the stress.
So when you say food, actually we are at the end here at this place. Before we go to our next place, I have some surprises for you. We have some summer talker here.
Yeah.
Oh no!
Some peanut butter sauce.
Are you for real?
Some Rolex.
Ah man, this is
Fanta orange from Uganda.
Where did you get this?
So we have a little lunch over here, guys, and see you at our next spot.
Oh man, this is crazy.
Okay.
Bro, you're a good cook, man.
Here we are. Welcome to the city center.
Thank you. Yeah. Can literally see the whole city, yeah?
Yeah. So we're now on top of Cologne. Actually, we're at the Triangle Tower here with a nice view of a Cologne. What do you think?
Wow, I think it's really so beautiful. Like you can literally see the whole city, you know? See the buildings, see the river, see the ship, and wow, it's really mind-blowing. Yeah?
It's cool, yeah, I really love it. Actually, I love this place much more compared to going up to the cathedral, because when you're up the cathedral, you can just look down, and from here you can see the cathedral and the whole city, which is much nicer. Yeah. You have like the cathedral on a picture.
Yeah.
It's a good place maybe to have a view on your Weltwitz year again. How would you describe your experience now as like a result?
I would say my experience has been so powerful, encouraging, and exposure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can say, because I've really, really been exposed to a lot of things, and it has really been a very good experience for me. And I've also like seen a lot of things that I didn't know, you understand? Because if I thought it wasn't the chance for the Velvets, trust me, I wouldn't know what I know right now. Yeah. So I think for me, that's how I can really shortly describe my experience. Yeah, and so encouraging as well, because every time I see something new here, I'm encouraged. I'm like, wow, I think I have an impact. I can put an impact back in my home country. You understand?
Yeah, totally. I can totally understand. That's what Weltwitz is about, I would say. Like, you're coming somewhere, then you go back and you have learned, you can bring it back into your culture. This is what we do as volunteers who go abroad and bring it here, and same for you. Yeah. And also you have an impact here in Germany because you talk to your teammates, because you talk to all the people who are coming to the Bahnhofsmission. Yeah. So you have an impact there as well. Yeah. You're here since last May. You have another month to go. Mm. What is on your to-do list, on your bucket list?
My bucket list. One thing I really want to do, there's a boat that's always running through the Rhine that runs from Dusseldorf, and then it comes to Köln. I just want to chill on that boat, you understand? Just get to chill around and then be with people and then something like that, yeah. I think that's really all I'm left to do. And then later, I want to really explain more about this, like, to my people home, honestly.
So when you think about going back, or maybe already, what impact does Weltwärts has had, will have on your life?
One thing is that I have really grown a lot through a very short period of time. Not only by physically, but with my mind, because Weltwärts has given me a chance to expose myself to some things that I thought that they are impossible, you understand? Yeah. For example, like giving me a chance to come to Germany, to Europe, you understand? And I also got exposed to move to other neighboring countries. Yeah, like Netherlands, I've been to Denmark, you know. I mean, I've got a chance to move to all these countries which also have different cultures. So I've realized all cultures are really different, but the main point is that we all be the same people, you understand? The love is always there, you understand? So I think I've really grown a lot in my mind, even how I think now compared. I realized that I don't have to really hear everybody what has to tell me, like feed me with wrong information. You know, the wrong information I had about the Germans or people in Europe, I think now it has left my mind.
Yeah.
Like I've really come on ground and I've seen, I mean, all what I had in my mind has now been washed away, and now I've seen some other life that people like, people are like in Europe, how people behave, how people have, you know, even behaviors as well. I've learned how to plan for my, you know, for myself, you understand? I don't want this issue of waking up all in the morning, I'm like, hey, I want to come and see you. No, I have a plan,
yeah.
You understand? So, I mean, all this culture and everything that has really like developed myself and the better of me, you understand? Yeah.
Do you think when you come back, does your family, friends have some kind of expectations?
Yeah, I'm quite sure, of course they really do. But I think one thing they really expect more is the ideology, mm-hmm. you understand, and the exposure. Trust me, like someone who has come to Europe or to Germany, or you're not always going to remain the same. They're expecting for me to narrate for them, like to tell them how does it feel like. They really want to know. And what they expect is that my thinking, what impact can I put, like what have I learned from this side that I can really, you know, impact on them, you understand? Trust me, I'm going to impact something back home.
I'm pretty sure you do. I'm pretty yeah. sure you do. Yeah, like I said, it's a good overview here. I'm pretty sure it's hard to overview your future. But what comes next when you go back to Uganda?
Yo, what comes next now? I'm a tour guide by profession, and I have a running contract back home, and I'm hoping to continue my tour guide until at some point, but I hope to come back in Germany as well, because I just, like I said, Germany is my second home, I can say. People have been so lovely to me and I've really learned a lot. I'm hoping to go back in my country, mm-hmm. be there for some time, and then come back again, yeah, to learn something and to make more research about some, I don't know, maybe some other project or anything, but at least now I know that I have the Velvet's family here in Germany. I can always approach them in any kind of, maybe research or anything, yeah. So I think that's my plan, literally, I can say.
Sounds like a good plan. So we have at the end always a question for our interview guests. Do you have like three tips for upcoming volunteers who will go abroad?
One thing they have to put in mind, to have the positive mind, be positive, and everything you are going to do, give it your best, because you're not only going to learn small things, but you're going to learn a lot of big things that are only going not to impact you only as a person, but also put a milestone in your country as well. So yeah, literally, I can say the language is a very big thing, especially when you know like countries like Germany, they are so proud by their language and their culture. You have to expect that. Either you want it or not, there's no way. You have to learn the language, at least know the basics. Because it's so nice for me to find a person from Europe and comes to Uganda and speaks to me in a local language in my country and he needs help. Oh my God, that's the most beautiful thing. I think even here, when you're asking for help and you ask in Deutsch, someone can really understand that, oh, your Deutsch is not good, but you're trying. Right. You understand? So I think they should also put that in mind.
Yeah.
Two, they should not expect everything to be 100%. Of course, they'll meet challenges and associate yourself with other people. Make friends, know what your hobbies are. So yeah, only thing I can say, volunteering is really a very good thing. You know, culture, language, food, everything. So for me, I'm proud and I'm really like, yeah, if I go back, I go to my country, someone can really tell, even the way I speak. Someone says, this guy's from German.
Yes, Mr. 4000 Weltwärts volunteer. Ken, anything you want to add, like your last words here in the podcast?
Be positive. Everything has got its own time. You understand? Me, I didn't know that I would be in Europe. Now imagine, man, I'm on the tallest building in Cologne. I can really see the whole city. I mean, everything has its own time. So it may not be your time today, but tomorrow, trust me, it will be your time. It will be your time to shine. I didn't know I would be here at the podcast, you understand? Speaking to the world right there, you understand? Who am I? So I want to say that I'm really so proud and yeah, may God keep everybody safe.
That was the Weltwärts podcast for today, but feel free to listen to the other episodes. You can find them wherever there are podcasts, actually. If you have any questions or suggestions, please get in touch with us on TikTok, Instagram, or write us a mail at redaktion@weltwärts.de. Take care wherever you are in the world.
Thank you.
ein Podcast von Engagement Global im Auftrag des Bundesministeriums für wirtschaftliche Zusammenarbeit und Entwicklung.